Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matthew Dowling of the 51st Legislative District in Somerset and Fayette Counties. Representative Dowling, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, on Wednesday of the past week, you were part of a press conference in Harrisburg to introduce a package of legislation that's been termed Reinventing State Government for the 21st Century. Tell us a little bit about this package of bills and how it might improve state government in Pennsylvania.
Well, as part of last year's budget, Governor Wolf proposed merging state agencies, including merging the Department of Corrections with the Board of Probation and Parole. The governor also proposed merging the Departments of Health, Drug, and Alcohol Programs and Aging with the Department of Human Services. While this proposal did not make it into the final budget, we believe the governor was right to assess where the Commonwealth can streamline state government to improve state services and reduce the cost to taxpayers. So in a bipartisan spirit, we plan to introduce a legislative package which will reinvent state government by establishing a new set of best practices in Harrisburg. The first element of this proposal is to streamline state agencies to create a better government under our proposal. The state government is streamlined by merging 8 Commonwealth agencies to operate government more efficiently and effectively. These new agencies would be the Commonwealth Office of Management and Budget, the Department of Business, Tourism, and Workforce Development, the Department of Local Government and Community Affairs, and the Department of Health and Human Services. Each merger in the legislation will require the adoption of a strategic plan detailing how the agencies described in the legislation are to be combined. To provide adequate time to prepare for the mergers, the legislation gives 7 months following the effective date to develop that strategic plan.
And this package of legislation that's been introduced includes 6 different bills, but all the bills do seem to have one common goal. What are some of the key reforms you hope to achieve through this package of legislation?
We are looking for a 20% reduction in administrative costs, as well as to improve the delivery of government services to all residents. These bills also work to identify, consolidate, and eliminate redundant programs. We believe this plan will improve the efficiency and use of state funds to reduce the cost to the taxpayer. Additionally, this proposal creates a better government by eliminating the state's many outdated and unnecessary boards and commissions.
And of course, economic prosperity and safer and healthier communities in Pennsylvania are also a part of this reform package. Tell us a little bit about these aspects of the legislation.
Our proposal will serve to foster economic prosperity by creating a one-stop shop for workers and job creators through the Department of Business, Tourism, and Workforce Development. At the same time, our proposal would consolidate all economic development within the one state agency. This allows state government to coordinate these programs while eliminating redundancies to meet industry needs and match more workers with employment opportunities. And our proposal would work to establish safer and healthier communities by realigning state government to be more responsive to the needs of local governments. This would be done through the Department of Local Government and Community Affairs, who would work with local governments to reduce the burden of complying with state regulations and mandates. In addition, this proposal would create healthier communities by adopting Governor Wolf's proposal for establishing the new Department of Health and Human Services, while placing greater emphasis on the coordination to ensure continuity of care.
And in this package of legislation, you're the sponsor of a bill that would create a Department of Local Government and Community Affairs. Can you tell us a little bit about this department in particular and what it's designed to achieve?
Pennsylvania once had, and I believe should immediately restore, a cabinet position which focuses solely on meeting local government needs. This new department will work to assist local governments by making it easier for them to comply with state regulations and requirements, including the oversight of state elections. Pennsylvania has the second most local government entities of any state, with almost 5,000 local governments. This proposal would merge different state agencies to create a new state department to address local community needs and concerns through the Department of Local Government and Community Affairs, a department comprised of powers and authorities from the Department of State and the Department of Community and Economic Development. The department would be overseen by a cabinet secretary who would act as the secretary of the Commonwealth, which is a constitutional position. The department would oversee and assist counties across the state with managing elections. The department would also handle local government grant and tax credit programs transferred from DCED. This department would have an office of local government consultants. The role of this office would be as a liaison between the department and local governments, assisting with grant applications and other issues facing local government on a day-to-day basis. The Department of Local Government and Community Affairs will be divided into a Center for Local Government, Bureau of Elections, State Athletic Commission, and the Office of Local Government Consultants.
And how can folks find out more about this new and exciting package of legislation?
As always, the best way to get information about legislation is to either contact my office at 724-438-6100 or to visit me online at repdowling.com. Our office can provide you with printed copies of the legislation, press releases, and memos. Online at repdowling.com, you can view our recent press conference explaining this package of bills and view related documents. You can also visit my legislative Facebook page at facebook.com/repdowling for additional information.
Representative Dowling, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Matthew Dowling.